From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Democratic Senator Evan Bayh says he will not run for a third term in office. Bayh says he loves representing the people of Indiana, but he does not love Congress.
For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should. There is much too much partisanship and not enough progress. Too much narrow ideology and not enough practical problem solving.
Speaking at a news conference in Indianapolis, Bayh said he was confident he could have been reelected. He had already raised $13 million for his campaign, but he says it's time for him to contribute to society in a different way, such as by leading a college or university or a charitable group. Bayh's decision not to run leaves Democrats at risk of losing his Senate seat. Former GOP Senator Dan Coats is running for the position. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran's military is tightening its grip on that country, which she says is moving toward a dictatorship. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, Clinton is saying the U.S. wants to work more closely with other countries worried about Iran's ambitions and its actions.
Secretary Clinton is visiting the Middle East. She tells Arab students at Carnegie Mellon University's Doha campus that Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards Corps is effectively supplanting the government.
Iran is moving toward a military dictatorship.
Iran says it won't abandon its nuclear programs, and it's been cracking down further on dissidents. Clinton says Iran still has the option to engage with the U.S., but she adds the U.S. wants international support for sanctions as needed.
It is important for us to work with like-minded countries here in the Gulf, in the broader region, and around the world who share our concerns.
She reiterates the U.S. is not planning military action against Iran. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
More information is surfacing today about the University of Alabama Huntsville biology professor who is accused of killing three colleagues and wounding three others when she opened fire during a faculty meeting there last week. Bobby Milk of member station WLRH reports Amy Bishop has been charged with one count of capital murder and three counts of attempted murder.
Authorities are looking into new information that surfaced over the weekend involving Amy Bishop. In 1993, a pipe bomb was delivered to one of her Harvard professors, Dr. Paul Rosenberg. No evidence was found connecting Bishop to the bomb, but according to newspaper reports then, officials said Bishop worried over Rosenberg's evaluation of her doctorate work. This is in addition to earlier news that surfaced that Bishop accidentally shot her brother at their Massachusetts home in 1986. Bishop's husband denies his wife's guilt for the shooting death of her brother and continues to deny any connection between his wife and the attempted mail bombing. He says he is mystified by the university shootings last Friday. Bishop is currently being held without bond at the Madison County Jail in Huntsville, Alabama. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Milk in Huntsville.
This is NPR News from Washington. NATO says an airstrike has killed five civilians in southern Afghanistan. A joint NATO-Afghan patrol saw people digging along a path in Kandahar province and mistakenly concluded they were burying an explosive device. In NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports two Afghan children were killed and about half dozen civilians were wounded during the ongoing offensive in Helmand province today. There's no trading on Wall Street today. The market's closed for the President's Day holiday. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports investors will have more economic data to look at this week when trading resumes.
A couple of economic reports will be getting close attention this week, one on housing starts in the U.S. for January, the other industrial production. Analysts are expecting a rise in housing construction. They're also forecasting an uptick in industrial output for the month when the Federal Reserve reports the numbers. Also this week, the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, reports its latest quarterly earnings. Quarterly reports are also due from retailers JCPenney and Abercrombie & Fitch. Stocks are looking to continue last week's gains. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 added nearly 1%. The Nasdaq gained 2%. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Another blast of wintry weather is causing travel problems in the South. Snow and ice have been coating highways in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama today. Pope Benedict has begun a series of individual meetings with Irish bishops to discuss the sex abuse scandal involving Roman Catholic clergy in Ireland. The meetings are in response to a report last fall accusing Irish church leaders and police of covering up decades of sexual abuse of children. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.